Hello, welcome back to the PowerShell 10-year anniversary celebration. Matt and Keith still here with you. Load of sessions already gone. Don't worry, you can catch up on demand if you've missed anything on channel9.msdn.com over the next day or so. But what have we got up next? We've had a cool session on Tesla and management through PowerShell, which is awesome. Just shows the power of PowerShell in terms of not using it for things that you would assume you would use it for, like IT stuff. Now you're controlling a car. You know, cool stuff. Cool example of its usage outside of the traditional IT arena. Next up, we've got another cool session. But before we go to that, we need to update you on the. I nearly said pub golf. Then it's a lot more familiar with the code
the
golf.
The pub is later.
Yeah,
the pub.
Yeah, not safe for work. Pub golf. Code golf. But we're also going to answer a couple of the questions that have come in just recently. If you're wondering how to send us questions, you can use the channel9.msdn.com page and you'll find all the information you need there to register a question with us, and we'll, if it's a good one or if it's an incredibly difficult one, we'll definitely read it out. So do you want to answer a couple?
Sure, let's go for it.
So one question from Ryan Yates came in, who we had earlier on one of our videos, which is go live actually over Skype. What is the team's preference on issues being raised around PowerShell? So do you want via GitHub, or do you still prefer them coming in via user voice? Which, if you're not familiar with user voice, a lot of our products, PowerShell is no exception, have now a user voice page where you can say, I would like this feature, or I would like something to do this, or whatever you can dream of, and then people vote on it, and their product team are reviewing this and considering how they move forward with that particular feature or fix in the product. So what would you say is the kind of preference there, if there is one?
To a large extent, there is not a preference, but let's tell you what we use the two different tools for. User voice is a great place to come in and say, I want a feature, I've encountered some issue, can you help me, something of that nature. Unlike most teams, we actually use user voice in the PowerShell team to respond to people who've encountered problems, and so that actually becomes kind of a slow motion, but very real support conduit for us. We can respond to users' questions there. If you encounter something that, however, that's in GitHub, if you're looking at the GitHub repo, we really do want the issues for the things in PowerShell Core, which is PowerShell version 6, to be filed in GitHub, because that's where we're going to address them, and that's also where we can get other people to participate in them. So it's really about what is your own personal starting point. If you are working and you are encountering a particular problem, go ahead and start there. The other thing that you can do, of course, is the other forums that I mentioned in a previous session, and there's several of them we provided links to. You can ask those as well, but user voice, ask your question about what's in Windows, GitHub. That's future directions.
Okay, so one final question before we move on to the Code Golf update is, what do you think, and this is from Richard, is there still room on the internet for another blog on PowerShell on fundamentals, or is it overdue?
Is it overdue, perhaps? One of the real joys of working in Microsoft is documentation always follows the product, and it's very hard to catch up. And some of the best books that I've read, and the way that I learned PowerShell was from a book by Don Jones, Learn PowerShell in 30 Days of Lunches. That kind of book is something that does need to be refreshed from time to time. There were a number of changes that came along between PowerShell 4 and PowerShell 5 that are really important. So, Richard, if you have the inclination to put out another PowerShell Basics, maybe include a DSC chapter, I think that'd be wonderful.
Excellent, yeah. I mean, it's something that the community could contribute as well to, potentially, if it's, you know, as we now have more inclusion with the community, which is awesome.
Right.
So we'll come back to some more questions later on. Code Golf, where are we up to?
Well, I just refreshed a minute ago, but you never really know, so I'm going to refresh this again. So far, we've had 12 rounds played, so that means 12 different submissions that have come in on hole 1, 2 has 13, and hole 3 has 14, and the low score item here, let's come in here to each one of them. Hole 1, if I come in, the low score for hole 1 is 46. So unfortunately, I do have to skim through this. This looks to be it right here. Get some instances. Okay. All right. Somebody has obviously figured out how to shortcut a lot of PowerShell code, this, I think, is definitely worth an upvote. And
what's an upvote for people that aren't familiar with?
So these controls that are here, you can say that this has crowd appeal up or down. So if the particular solution is one that you think is cheating,
right,
you can downvote it. But don't mark them cheating if they're just better than you.
Brutal, brutal honesty, but there you
all
go.
All right, and so we'll come in here and hole two, the most recent one is a score of 44. So we'll skim down here, take a look at it. And that's 44 characters in this one to get the top 10 file extensions in System 32. And LS being, oh, now that's cute. He's using LS as the abbreviation, which is one of the aliases that we've added for effectively a dir. And so this person obviously knows their PowerShell very, very well and is staying current.
I've never heard PowerShell referred to as cute before, but I'm willing to go with it for now.
Well, you know, I'm an enthusiast. What can I say?
There you go. Cute code. There's a t-shirt opportunity there, I think.
Cute code. So the last one, the best available is 24. And
it's
let's
close.
Take a look
it's
at
close.
That.
Well, two submissions from the same person there.
Searching from the gal and not mget. Okay, so these folks look like they're accomplishing the role. Now remember, what we're going to do is we're going to run the pester test against each one of these to make sure that they actually do what they're supposed to be doing. We're not going to try to do that real time just because...
Take a few minutes each one, yeah.
Right. And so I think at this point, we're going to go ahead and pause for another very short commercial break. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, we're going to hear from one of my coworkers in our new organization for the PowerShell team. And she's going to, I'm off by one.
She's going to bring us up to speed with everything we need to know about PowerShell and Azure automation.
Absolutely, PowerShell and Azure automation. So that'll be Jenny Hunter, and we'll see you here in just a minute. Thank you.